Part 3. The Cosmic Story. Creation, the Fall, and Humanity's Rescue. Chapter 7. God and Creation. How Divine Life First Unfolded. Many people are not yet ready for the information shared here. These teachings were first presented to humanity more than 50 years ago, and even then many people were not ready for them. As the Pathwork Guide points out, a truth heard too soon can be more harmful than one heard too late. Today, with all that's happening in the world, we can trust that the time has come. These topics touch the greatest questions in existence. The information is therefore difficult both to present and to grasp. Using our whole heart and our innermost senses, we can learn to feel the truth rather than merely understand it. Only this deeper perception can lead to real understanding and perhaps plant the seeds of enlightenment. The order in which we explore these topics matters. It will be this: God, the creation, the fall of the angels, the plan of salvation, and the war of the worlds. At the center of this story stands one being, Christ. East and West. Starting with God, what is there to say? God is great, God is good, and ultimately, God is beyond words. For us humans, it is impossible to fully know what God is. That said, God is both person and principle. Both of these perspectives are true. In God's male aspect, the active creative principle, God acts as creator. This is why, in the West, we experience God as a Him. In this masculine capacity, God acts, decides, and creates. In this capacity, God created the universe with all its laws and beings. We are each created in His image, meaning all divine aspects exist within us in lesser degree. Thus, creative ability naturally exists in all of us. The creation of beings, of course, was in conjunction with the divine female aspect. In the active aspect, God is personality, thinking, planning, and creating. In the female aspect, God is pure being. This helps explain why Eastern approaches often experience God through the stillness of meditation. They see a different face of God. Shortly, we will look more closely at the fall of the angels. We will learn about this tragedy in which God created new conditions that would allow us all to return to Him. It makes sense that Eastern traditions wouldn't have received enlightenment about this aspect of God, for it came from His male aspect. Likewise, we in the West have only recently begun opening to the feminine receptive aspects of God through yoga and meditation. This is why the path to enlightenment for people in the East and West has historically looked different. We will understand these differences more fully after we look at the deeper spiritual story behind them. Jesus has not been an integral part of Eastern religions for several reasons. For one, they have always rightly put emphasis on spiritual progress above all. For them, the story of creation is of secondary importance. Yet this story helps explain the origin of evil and answers questions that have long concerned the Western mind. In the East, many feel there is little more to know. The important thing is to know how to develop. Further, for Eastern seekers to know the story of the fall of the angels, they would have to hear a lot about Jesus Christ, because He plays a central role in it. The East has received a number of truly great very exalted emissaries of its own. As a result, it is reluctant to recognize that other people, many of whom, in many respects, are not as spiritually advanced as they are, may have received an even greater one. They have seen a true and important piece on the wheel of truth, but they may have missed the complete picture. Relax and rejoice. The realization that God placed much of His divine substance in Christ led some religions to speak of God the Father and God the Son. There is indeed truth in this statement. But the two are not one and the same. The divine substance from which we are created could be described as a radiant, fluid life force. It's the life force. When this life force flows freely, the divine female aspect is present. Then the divine stream merges with God in a state of being, in a state of slow growth and organic building. When the male aspect is active, creation unfolds. This may be hard to grasp, for the words available to describe this are so lacking. Even the highest spirits cannot fully grasp the love, wisdom, and perfection of God. If this seems hard to understand, relax. We can always just stand in awe, rejoicing and praising God. Uncovering the Holy Ghost. After Christ, countless other beings came into existence, far beyond anything we could count. This naturally raises the question, why did God create them? Being all-knowing, God understood the risks involved. The short answer is, God is love, and love must give. That's the nature of love. Of course, God would have realized that if He created beings with free will, misery could follow, but God is great and wanted to do it anyway. God hoped we would have the wisdom to not abuse our power. If we chose not to live within divine perfection, we would eventually come to a wiser conclusion. That after traveling through the valley of death, we'd come to appreciate the perfection of divine law. Thus, we would become more godlike than ever before. In other words, God knew that the temporary misery caused by deciding wrongly would be nothing compared to the bliss of a happy eternity, especially after going through self-inflicted misery. It's not hard to see the logic in this. And so God created many worlds long before our material world came into existence. These included worlds of harmony, happiness, beauty, and infinite possibility. There, creative divine aspects could unfold for every created being. In these spheres, everything flows freely and is not covered over by layers of ungodly matter. These God-opposing layers, which the guide calls our lower self, are what rob us of unity with ourselves and with God. That divine substance or spark, also called the Holy Ghost, is what we're here to uncover. The Holy Ghost, then, is not one being. It is also not part of a three-part Trinity, unless we include ourselves in that set. Because divine essence is in all created beings, whether we are covering it up or not.